This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Congressman Gabe Evans has made his grandfather's immigration story a key part of his support for tougher immigration enforcement, arguing that people should follow the rules to come to the U.S. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports historic documents complicate his account.
Colorado Newsline obtained records from the federal government that shows Evans' grandfather entered the country illegally from Mexico with his family at the age of five, and that deportation paperwork was filed against him as a teen. Evans says his focus is on how his grandfather eventually became a citizen.
I think I've always talked about doing it the right way, which is in reference to the fact that he joined the military, served his country, two Purple Hearts in World War II, fighting with Patton's Third Army on the Western Front. And as a result of that service, that's how he gained his citizenship.
The documents also show Evans' grandfather had an undated arrest for attempted burglary. Evans has said criminal arrests should be enough to bring someone to the attention of ICE. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
State leaders from around the country meet today in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more on the meeting of the National Governors Association.
The NGA serves as a policy liaison between state governments and the federal government. Democratic and Republican governors, as well as members of President Trump's cabinet, will discuss challenges facing the nation and different strategies to navigate them together. Colorado Governor Jared Polis is the outgoing chair of the association. He'll hand off leadership to Oklahoma's governor at the end of the conference. Several cabinet members are attending, including U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy. He will discuss his Make America Healthy Again initiative. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
Colorado infrastructure gets a C- in the latest report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. The report looks at 14 areas. Colorado measured best in aviation, dams and rail, and worst in levees, roads, and schools. The report's authors say the state's infrastructure is struggling to catch up to the region's growth. This is CPR News.